KTWH has been monitoring how the presidential executive orders may affect media organizations' ability to inform and represent our communities across the country. This concerns us greatly as we carry out our mission to explore our shared values, beliefs, and issues in our service area of Greater Two Harbors and beyond. FCC action alerts come to us from the volunteers at the Community Media Assistance Project, CMAP. They monitor many sources of information about the Federal Communications Commission, federal communications law, and developments important to our station and to you in the community. This week, CMAP is reporting that free speech and free press advocates are increasing their fight against the administration for promoting falsehoods about DEI, including the claim that diversity, equity, and inclusion policies advocate discrimination. Such policies actually work to eliminate discrimination and safeguard civil rights for all people, according to a coalition of writers, associations, and the nonprofit advocacy group Free Press. On February 26, the Coalition of National Free Speech and Arts Organizations expressed outrage at the Trump administration's recent efforts to establish ideological control over federally funded cultural initiatives in the United States. You can read their full statement from the National Coalition Against Censorship at their website, ncac.org. They were joined by the Authors Guild, the Dramatists Guild of America, the Dramatists Legal Defense Fund, Artists at Risk Connection, AICA International, and PEN America. The authors point out that though some of the administration's efforts have already been hindered by a court injunction, they nonetheless signal a worrying departure from the long-standing democratic principle that the government may not interfere with artistic expression because of hostility towards its viewpoint. The guidelines on how the FCC should exercise its authority are found in the Federal Communications Act of 1934. The noteworthy section 326 of that law reads as follows: "Nothing in this act shall be understood or construed to give the commission the power of censorship over the radio communications or signals transmitted by any radio station, and no regulation or condition shall be promulgated or fixed by the commission which shall interfere with the right of free speech by means of radio communication." So stay tuned for follow-up on how the courts and Congress respond to threats to free expression across the United States. This is Leo for KTWH.